Shalom Bracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Tehillim Life Lesson, Shin number 44, Mizmor Chav Gimel. One of the very famous Kapitloch, Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roye Lo Yechzor, which of course we all know from reciting this Shalashuris on Shabbos. Before we continue with the history, the lessons, why we recite this by Shalashuris, and other questions, I want to go back to the previous parak to share with you one point from Pasuk Zayin. David HaMelech tells us in Perek of Beis Pasuk Zayin, "Vanoichi soid la'as v'loy ish." I am a worm, soid la'as v'loy ish, and not a man. What does this mean? What is David HaMelech teaching us? You're a worm. The Medrash Sheikh HaTov tells us that what is the koyach, the power of a worm? A worm is this feeble little insect. When you move the rocks on the ground and you see the worms coming up from the earth, going back into the earth, the worm has one power. It can attack the cedar tree, it can attack the powerful, mighty tree and bore a hole through this tree and cause it to topple and come tumbling down. Explains the Medrash that Klai Yisrael, B'nei Yisrael, we have our koyach bepeh, with our mouth. The worm has a mouth and that's it. It uses its mouth to topple the big trees of the cedar. So too, we have a peh, we have a koyach hapeh, that's tefillah, that's Torah. Our tefillahs can be utilized to knock down our enemies that are compared to the cedar. This, says the Medrash, is what David HaMelech is teaching us. Anoichi v'anoichi soilas v'ish. I have this toilas, I have this power like the worm. The worm has a power of the mouth. Says David, we have a power of the mouth. Let us utilize this power of the mouth. The koyach tefillah. We have to believe in the power of tefillah. If there's a chayla, we have to daven for the chayla. If they're in shul and they're saying Tehillim at the end of davening, we have to realize that Tehillim make a difference. Tefillahs of the Tehillim can cure a person, can heal a person. It's not a time to be schmoozing with someone. Anoichi soilas, says David HaMelech. We have the koyach, kol kol Yaakov. The power is the voice of Yaakov. This is what the Medrash is telling us, v'noichi soilas. We continue now with Perek of Gimel, a very powerful Perek, where the Arizal tells us it's a school for Parnasa to recite Kapitel Chav Gimel. What is the history? What is the background of this Perek? And in fact, the Malbim says this Perek can sum up David HaMelech's life. Before he became the king, he was a shepherd. He was watching over the sheep. And Chazal tell us that depending on what type of sheep, it was a young sheep, if it was a ram, if it was an older sheep, David HaMelech fed the animal exactly what the animal needed. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, that's how you take care of sheep in such a loving, kind way. You are going to be the one to lead my flock. You will be the Melech over Klal Yisrael. But before David HaMelech became the king, he was watching over the sheep, and he was playing his harp, and he was mizdabek b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu in tremendous dveikus. He was clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he said, I know you Hashem are the Raya. You Hashem are the shepherd. You Hashem guide me, and you Hashem protect me. After David HaMelech found himself running away from his father-in-law, from Shaul HaMelech, in Shmuel Aleph, Perich of Beis, he finds himself in a forest. The forest is known by Ya'ar Chores. It was a desolate forest. Nothing was there. Chores, from the word cheres, a kli cheres, an earthenware. An earthenware is dry. There is nothing with an earthenware. And David HaMelech had nothing. Nothing to eat and nothing to drink. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nace And he created that the grass and the leaves should have a taste on them similar to that of Olam Haba. And that's what David HaMelech survived with. And David HaMelech composed this capital, these six psukim, when he was running away and hiding in Yar Cheres, in this desolate forest, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustained him, Al Pines, and that's when he wrote this capital, the capital of Parnas, a capital of hope and yearning, and realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there, always protecting him, always being his Raya. Let's go back to the first words, which we find throughout Tehillim, Mizmar LeDavid. Sometimes we find Mizmar LeDavid, and sometimes we find LeDavid Mizmar. Some time ago we discussed this, and let's discuss it again over here now, because Rashi points out that when we say Mizmar LeDavid, says Rashi, from the Marim Sochem Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Komokum Shenemar Mizmar LeDavid. Any time David HaMelech first says in the Tehillim Mizmar LeDavid, he would sing Menagein, V'achar Kach Shoyre Olav Shechina. Then Hashem's presence would be Shoyre, would rest with him. Mizmar, the singing, Lohavi Ruach HaKodesh LeDavid, to bring the Ruach HaKodesh to David. Chel Shenemar Boy LeDavid Mizmar, and any time it says LeDavid Mizmar Shoyre Olav Shechina, first, the Shechina was already Sheira, the Shechina was already with David. That's why he says LeDavid first, V'achakach Amar Shira, and then afterwards he says Shira. So now we understand over here, Mizmar LeDavid, David HaMelech was singing to Hashem. When was he singing to Hashem? When he was running for his life, when he had nothing. He was singing Mizmar LeDavid. That alone is a beautiful, powerful message that David HaMelech is teaching us. No matter what the situation is in life, we all have our challenges. David HaMelech had the challenges as well. He had nothing. He was running literally for his life. And he sings out to Hashem, Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi Lo Yechzor. Hashem, you are my Roya. You are my shepherd. Lo Yechzor. I will not lack anything. Lo Yechzor. Echzor is in the future. I will not lack anything. It's a confidence. It's an amunah. It's bitochin in Hashem. And as we said earlier, that Darizal says that this is a mizmor that one should say for Parnasa. And he explains what is the connection between mizmor Chav Gimel and Parnasa, like we discussed over here. And he says because there are 57 words in this mizmor, in this capital, which is the numerical value of the word zon. Just like we say in benching, Hazon es hakol, Zon, Hashem nourishes, Hashem sustains us. So there are 57 words in these six psukim, which is the gematria of Zon is 57. Furthermore, there are 227 letters, which is the same gematria of the word Baracha, 227. Explains the Arizal that those who recite this capital and live by its messages, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Roye, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Loy Echsor, will always have the Bracha, 227 letters from this capital, to have ample Parnasa in his life. This is the message we have to take with us when we say Mizmor LeDavid. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Kuf Samach Vav rather, and Siman Kuf Ayin, discusses that a person, there are different opinions, that a person should even say this mizmor before they go to eat a meal. Some even say that even after you wash, even after you wash your hands for bread, you can still say this mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi Le'echzor, if you didn't say it beforehand. Why? Because it's connected to the meal. Others say, no, you should say it after you eat the bread. But we see over here, there's an inyan to recite, to say these six psukim, by a meal, before a meal, different opinions. I want to ask you a question. What is the message, specifically to recite this, to sing this beautiful Tehillim capital
by Shalosh Shuras. What is the message that we should take away from this? Furthermore, if you look at the word that David Melech uses here, of a shepherd,
a royeh,
Hashem royi, Hashem is my shepherd. And if you notice, in this capital, it's referring to everyone in a singular form. Hashem royi lo yechzar. Lo'ira ro ki at imadi. Shivtecho mishantecha heima yinachamuni. They will be a compassion, they will comfort me. It's singular because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is every single person's roya. Hashem is protecting and watching over every single person. The word roya is similar to the word ra, evil. Explains the Rabbi Yisrael Salomon, Shlita, that what David HaMelech is telling us is that even in the darkest of moments, even when people are coming to attack us, and there's ra, there's evil, that's when we have to remind ourselves, Hashem Roi, Hashem is protecting me. Hashem already programmed in the GPS my success. I have to remind myself, Loi Echsar, I will not lack on anything. I will not lose out on anything. Why Loi Echsar? Because Hashem Roi. And to that we can understand why specifically towards the end of Shabbos by Shalosh Shuras is the highest level of Kedusha. It's specifically then when the sun is setting that we recite this Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi Lo Yechzar. We are leaving Shabbos and we're about to start the whole entire week. And we don't know what the week's going to bring us. And we strengthen our emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we recite, Hashem Roi Lo Yechzar. Hashem is there to protect me. Hashem is there to guide me. Hashem is there to give me whatever I need. Therefore, Lo Yechzar. So let's remind ourselves of the messages that David HaMelech is teaching us. As we began from the previous perek, Anoichi Soilas, we are like a worm. Our power, our koyach is bepeh, just like the worm can chew through the cedar and cause it to come tumbling down. So too, we can chew through our enemies with our tefillos and cause them to come tumbling down. So too, Mizmor LeDavid. Mizmor for David HaMelech sang a song. When did he sing this song? When he was running away from Hashem. Excuse me, when he was running away from Shaul HaMelech. He was running away and he had nothing. He had no food. His life was at stake over here. And what does Hashem do? He makes a nais and he makes that parched land bring forth food. Me'ein Olam Haba, from like Olam Haba. Mizmor LeDavid. We too should be singing out to Hashem even in the darkest of times. Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roi Lo Yechzar. We should be confident that Hashem is going to protect us and give us, make sure we have everything we need. And we said the gematria of the 57 words is the same as Zon, that Hashem sustains us, and the 227 letters is equivalent to that of Bracha. And that's why it's brought down to say this capital before we eat, after we say Hamoitzi, different opinions, as the Shulchan Aruch says. And this is our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is strengthened. Even in the darkest of times, Hashem is Roi over my Ra, over the evil that's coming to attack me.